chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, has met the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation to discuss the challenges in hospital emergency departments. Yesterday, 651 people were waiting for a hospital bed. As is so often the case, the worst affected hospital was in Limerick, where 116 people were waiting for treatment. Nolene Moran from the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group has called for a range of extra supports for UHL.
This situation is intolerable. People from our communities are dying unnecessarily as a result of it. And something major has to happen here. And there's huge expectation that Bernard Gloucester, being a Limerick man, being from the Midwest, that he will understand the extent of the situation here, the extent of the problems that are facing the people here, and that he will take some meaningful action on this. And the meaningful action has to be additional resources. It has to be in the form of upgrading our hospitals, of putting the supports in to provide alternatives to people that they're not forced to use the emergency department, and that the new ambulance protocol that was put in place, that has to be resourced. Beds have to be added to our Model 2 hospitals so that there is capacity created to resolve this situation. It's going to take major actions to resolve this problem. It's been going on for so long now, so the talking needs to end.
That was Nolene Moran from the Midwest Hospital Campaign. Let's talk now to Dr. Mick Molloy, who's a member of the Irish Medical Organisations Consultant Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it unusual for overcrowding to be a problem in the middle of March, or is this just a sign of things to come?
It's not unusual, no. While people have talked about winter challenges and the winter surges, this is no longer a surge. This is now our new normal. So this level of attendance across the country, and it's not one individual hospital, this is every hospital, is far in excess of what was planned. In fact, the hospital system and the health service wasn't really planned in a organised way. It's developed over the last 200 years. We're now in a situation where the population demand is so much that the current bed capacity, and indeed the bed capacity which has been recognised for two decades, isn't sufficient to deal with the population we have, and yet we haven't really invested in developing that bed capacity. And it has to be developed in two particular ways. One, the acute bed capacity, which would supply the patient demand coming from the emergency department, needs to be significantly enhanced. And secondly, bed capacity in the elective hospital system, which really is very minimal at the moment, also needs to be developed to a point where people don't see an emergency department as the only way into a hospital. If you're waiting for 2, 3, 4 years for surgery, which hasn't happened, a lot of people will turn up to the emergency department and pretty much say they're not going anywhere until they get admitted to have their surgery.
And can you blame them, though, if they have been waiting for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and we know that the COVID lockdowns, that they exacerbated that situation?
Absolutely. I can't blame them for that. They see the emergency department as the only solution. Now, add to that, we've got a rapidly ageing GP population and not enough people coming in to replace the GPs who retire, and the extreme difficulty there are with getting GP appointments at the moment because of the limited number of GPs and the capacity deficits. Again, the emergency department seems to be the pressure valve in the system. Now, what enters the emergency department doesn't all need to be admitted. So of the, say, 100 patients who come into the emergency department, only about 20 to 22 of those need to be admitted to the acute system. But we just don't have the bed capacity to admit all those patients now. So there were bed capacity reports done over two decades ago when the current Taoiseach was Minister for Health, which promised an additional 5,000 beds by 2011. That has never happened. We got those additional beds.
We do know now, that some new beds are on the way. I mean, there is a new unit under construction in Limerick. The thing is, it's not going to be there this weekend. It's probably not going to be finished for another couple of years.
Indeed, there are lots of plans. I think you could build a house with all the plans, and you could certainly build a hospital with all the reports that have been published. You'd certainly have enough material for foundations. But looking at where we are today with this national holiday in place, if 500,000 people came from abroad today and there was no hotel accommodation for them, it would not happen next year. And yet that is the volume of people potentially who are left without beds every single year because there's no hospital capacity. And it's a year-on-year problem. And to be honest, the media will come to representatives like myself and the Irish Medical Organisation when the number gets to a crisis level or a number that hasn't been seen before. But the issue is, we should never have a single person on a trolley. There should always be capacity for that, and we don't. Our hospital system shouldn't be operating greater than 85% capacity in the largest hospitals. The medium-sized hospitals should never be operating more than 75% capacity. In fact, some of the hospitals you've mentioned already are operating at 110, 120, 130% on a daily basis, which is unsafe, and people do die unnecessarily because of it.
Can we talk about the short-term solution? I mean, as you say, there are bigger, longer-term issues here, but just in the short term, the HSE says it's doing everything it can to tackle the problem, including using private hospitals. So in the next few days, what else can it do?
See, again, our focus is completely wrong. The system has to, at the moment, deal with the people who are the sickest, the most hurt, I suppose, for want of a better term, and ensure that their needs are met as soon as possible. After that, you go down a triage system to dealing with the less urgent problems. But unfortunately, the people who are on trolleys are deemed to be those who can wait longer than the most urgent patients. Apart from capacity, the increase in the capacity dramatically, there's very little else can be done rather than just treat the patients as we have been doing. But we have been talking about capacity for 20-odd years. People have been telling us that, no, we don't need more beds. It's pretty clear we need more beds and that the resourcing has not been put into the system. Now, I did mathematics for my Leaving Cert many, many, many years ago. I don't understand the maths of somebody, a minister or representative from the HSE or Department of Health, coming on every Christmas and telling us we added this number of extra beds into the system, we added this number of extra beds. When I look at the system and go, hang on, there's nothing extra. They must have taken a lot of beds out every year if we're at this point now where they say there's 2,000 extra, but I don't see an extra bed in the system.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for talking to us this morning. That was Dr. Mick Molloy, who's a member of the Irish Medical Organisation's Consultant Committee, 19 minutes past 7.